But about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing about, and he said to them, "Why do you stand here all the day idle?" In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear friends, today is Septuagesima Sunday, 70 days before Easter. So we're coming very, very close to Easter, and everything is moving very, very fast to that day. 70 days. 70 is a very important time. We know that the Jews were brought to captivity in Babylon for 70 years. And so it's a time of purification. Also, it might be interesting for us to realize that the cycles of 70 years is a time of purification. And I'm just wondering myself, if not these years that we've had since the changes in the church, the Vatican II, we're almost up to 70 years. And if I must say, I think the tide is turning. Slowly, but it's turning. So many people are moving towards the traditions of the church, realizing that many of the modern ways that we introduced after the Vatican Council are not working. That's why our churches are empty, and our seminaries are empty, and so much. And that's why we have so many scandals and so forth. So I think this, and we might say, is a time of purification in the church. And these next few years, hopefully, will end this time of suffering and purification that we've had to withstand. And every day I read the emails and so on, and we realize so many people are still being persecuted for their traditions. People tell me that they can't have Holy Communion on the tongue, and the priest doesn't want to give them Holy Communion with kneeling down, and all that stuff. All those things which are rights. You have a right, and you must adore, St. Augustine tells us, before you receive Holy Communion, you must adore the Lord. And what better way to adore the Lord than to kneel down? And always receiving on the tongue. The tongue, especially over these years, thousands of years that we've been, or at least hundreds and hundreds of years, we've been receiving on the tongue. And just this innovation just came in with communion in the hand in this generation. And as we know, it's a scandal because so many people are very careless.